So that gives you the past tense for practically all verbs. I say practically, but not quite. Yes. Not quite, because we have that Google club. Yes. They like to have it their own ways. The go-go verbs, those go-gos that become, they turn into gagas in the command, in the present, and imperative, and in the command tense or the subjunctive. But they also decided to have it their own way for the past. The good thing about it is that they all follow the same pattern. They establish the pattern, and that's it. That makes it easy. For instance, I'll give you an example. Let's take one go-go verb, for instance, is I'm doing, yes?
Ago.
Ago. I'm doing it.
Lo ago.
Once more.
Lo ago.
Lo hago. I'm not doing it.
No lo ar, no lo hago.
Ago. No lo hago. No, for I did. From hacer, yes? If it were just normal, would be así. But así doesn't go already because así means like that. So for I did or I made, it's hice. Hice. Spelled Hice. Hice. What do we see here? That they don't follow the rhythm and the dance of e and o and e and yo. But you hit the endings. You don't even hit the ending. It's ise, ise. So, ise, Hice. Then, if you have an ise, e, for he, she, it would be e and
Oh.
o. So, iso. So, we have ise and iso. So, I did it would be
Lo hice.
lo ise. He did it.
Lo hizo.
Lo hizo. He didn't do it.
No lo hizo.
No lo hizo. Why didn't you do it?
¿Por qué no lo hizo?
¿Por qué no lo hizo? Yes. I didn't do it.
No lo hice.
No lo hice. So you will see that all of them will follow the same pattern with e and o. Yes. But never hitting the ending in the past. So is and iso, yes. So he made a reservation for us would be
Hizo
una
una reservación
para nosotros,
para
for us.
nosotros.
Hizo una reservación para nosotros. Let's take friend of Argo is
Digo.
Diego. Oh yeah, Diego. Yes. So was Argo is Ise. With Diego, it's Dije. Dije. Spelled D-I-J-E. Dije. Dije. Again, I told.
Dije.
Dije. Once more.
Dije.
Dije, 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 yes. The J has a sound of just about like in Loch Ness, Loch, yes. Dije, yes.
Dije.
Dije, once more.
Dije.
But only one push, please.
Dije.
Dije, yes. So, I told you would be.
Le dije.
Le dije. He told
Me dijo.
me dijo, yes, me dijo. He told me that he didn't do it.
Me dijo
¿Qué? ¿Qué?
que
He didn't do it.
Lo...
All right, what is to do?
Hacer.
So I did would be?
Hice.
Hice. So he didn't do it?
No hice. No lo hice.
That is, I didn't do it.
No lo hizo.
No lo hizo. So, what is, I told you.
Dije.
Once more.
Le dije.
Le dije. He told me.
Me dijo.
Me dijo. He told me that he didn't do it.
Me dijo que.
Que. Que.
No lo hizo.
Right. Me dijo que no lo hizo. No lo hizo. Yes. Why didn't you tell me?
¿Por qué no me dijo? ¿Por qué no me dijo?
Right. ¿Por qué no me dijo? Yes. How would you say, why didn't you tell it to me?
¿Por qué no me lo dijo?
Right. ¿Por qué no me lo dijo? So if you have two pronouns, the personal comes before the other. ¿Por qué no me lo dijo? Why didn't you tell it to me? Why didn't you tell it to him?
¿Por qué no se lo dijo?
Yes. ¿Por qué no se lo dijo? Yes. Or ¿por qué no se lo dijo a él or a ella? So you see that they follow the same pattern in not hitting the ending, and you have e and o. So there is no e and yo here. Just e and o, but and you don't hit the ending. So again, I did is I did or I made.
Hice.
E, once more.
Hice.
Hice, right. And I told or I said.
Dije.
Dije. And he told me.
Me dijo.
Me dijo, yes. Let's take, I'm putting, is
poner.
Poner is to put. I put, I'm putting.
Pongo.
Pongo, There's another go-go. Pongo is I'm putting, I put. And I put past is puse. Puse. Think of I put or I pushed. Puse. Puse. Is P-U-S-E, puse. Again, it's the past here, where you don't hit the ending, but you have an E, puse. And for he put would be?
Puso.
Puso, yes. So they all follow the same pattern, puse and puso. So where did you put it?
Donde lo puso.
Donde lo puso.